The General Services Administration's new push to consolidate service contracts comes about because of another government-wide contracting initiative. Federal News Radio reports that GSA will try to consolidate many expiring services contracts into a few multiple award contracts. Tiffany Hickson is Commissioner for Region 10 of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, and she oversees all of GSA's government-wide professional support service schedule contracts, like the Mission-Oriented Business Integrated Service Contract, or MOBIS. Tiffany tells Federal News Radio's Francis Rose the effort to remake the services contracts started within GSA, and another big contracting initiative is driving it.
What we were hearing from our customers in using GSA schedules for professional services was that their requirements were getting more and more complex. And to compete requirements across, let's say, a MOBIS and PES and potentially language services, something along those lines, going across contracts to compete a task order tends to make contracting officers a little uncomfortable. And we were getting quite a bit of feedback that we needed to eliminate that level of complexity. There were 8 professional services schedules that were in existence previously prior to October 1st. And so this last year, we were able to get 8 contracts down to 1, which will allow contracting officers to compete their task orders, regardless of what their professional services requirements are in one contract environment, which is just, it's a lot more simple for them, and it's a lot less costly for us. So we had a number from industry managing multiple schedules contracts was very expensive, especially for our larger service providers. So we were able to, you know, reduce that administrative burden for industry and for us.
You talked at the Professional Services Council event last week about driving people also toward contracts that already exist and trying to eliminate this explosion of new contracts that are being created all the time. How much of that is an education process, and how much of that is trying to change culture because that's one of those the way we've always done it things?
I actually think it's more about sharing information. As part of the professional services category work we're doing at GSA, it's my job to stand up what's called a hallway in the acquisition gateway, where the acquisition community can find all the information that they would need to do quality professional services contracting. So where we have really focused our work over this last year is providing tools like, here are all of the existing IDIQ contracts, not only in government, but in your agency. So it's not really about, hey, this needs to be a GSA contract that you need to use. It's really about informing the acquisition community about contracts that may already exist in their own agency. And there are thousands. And so we've been able to develop a tool where COs can go in and say, hey, you know what, my agency already has 5 contracts that provide this kind of professional services. And if their agency doesn't have one, GSA does.
We've had a tour of the Acquisition Gateway, thanks to Laura Stanton. It's on federalnewsradio.com. Is that how does the work that you do fit with what Laura and her team are doing to be able to present that information?
I own a hallway in that space, and we are one of the hallways actually that has pushed out a number of digital tools. So the solutions finder is what we call it, where the acquisition community can go in and see, hey, is there a contract in my agency or government-wide that I could access to provide professional services? We have another tool that's called Calc. That shares with the, actually it's a public tool, the 18F helped us develop, that shows all of the, I think we're up to 40,000 labor categories, what their rates are by experience level, education level, that kind of thing. So COs can use that as, or the program side of the house, can use it as part of their market research. Matter of fact, we just issued a blog maybe today from 18F that was talking about how the city of Boston is using it as a market research tool. We also have stood up a statement of work library that supports the professional services category, as well as other categories that have a need for statements of work, so that kind of thing. It's a huge focus for us, and I've got a team of, I think, 5 folks that are really working to build content that's meaningful to the acquisition community in that space and can be used in the other hallways as well.
Tiffany Hickson of the General Services Administration. Jared's story notes the Air Force, the Army, and the Homeland Security Department on board for professional services spending through OASIS. What's the significance of that, and how do you use that to set the stage to potentially bring other agencies in?
The significance, I think, for the Army and the Air Force and DHS are twofold. One, because we're bringing their spend under management, under OASIS. They know that they have a set of contracts that are appropriate for OASIS. Those agencies are also very heavy users of GSA schedules in the professional services space, so it's really not about pushing all contract spend, you know, through OASIS. It's about, we know that there's spend that's appropriate for OASIS, one. And two, we were able, based on really getting our arms around that spend, to adjust the fee that those agencies are paying for accessing and using OASIS. So it's really right-sized for the amount of spend that's going to be going through the contract. Mm-hmm. And three, we're able to provide their agency program managers and contracting staff training on how to use OASIS, what are the best practices in buying professional services, additional data support if they need that. They get quarterly reports on who's buying, what does that buying look like, are they really getting the value that they thought that they were going to be getting out mm-hmm. of OASIS, so it holds us accountable too. Mm-hmm. But those are really the key benefits for agencies that are using OASIS.
What's in it for GSA? You're taking, giving a little bit of a discount to run a lot of that money through. That's a pretty big dollar amount.
Well, from my perspective, it's really not about what's in it for us. This is our job. We're actually meeting our mission requirement, which is, you know, providing federal agencies with contracts that meet their needs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the fee piece of it is just covering our costs. And that's really what's been nice about the OASIS contract, is that we've got the flexibility to set that fee in a way that it's just covering our costs, and agencies are getting the value they're supposed to be getting mm-hmm. Out of a GSA contract.
So one of the complaints that I hear from industry on an ongoing basis is, with this emphasis on contracts that already exist, that makes them more and more and more of an all-or-nothing game. Mm-hmm. You don't see it that way, I don't believe.
I don't see it that way. Really using category management concepts, we're really looking at spend. And every niche, even in professional services, there are specific subcategories of spend, niche markets in terms of what those requirements are. And there are, depending on the industry base that you're talking about, having 3,000 contractors on a professional services schedule helps drive competition. It keeps the industrial base healthy and robust. Most of the best practices that we see from industry, in particular where there are broad requirements for professional services, having a broad vendor base is the right answer. In other parts of the professional services space, where the market is very concentrated, managing that concentrated market makes a lot more sense, and you're driving value and more cost savings by managing that effectively. So in my mind, it's and, not or. Mm-hmm. It's not one big omnibus contract or GSA schedules or, a GS or, for example, a DHS, IDIQ. There, I think, are places where all three contracts and contract approaches and acquisition strategies are appropriate. And the professional services space happens to be one of those spaces where you're going to see that.
We know about some of the big ones. We know Alliance coming down the pike. What else should we be watching for in the coming couple of months to 6 months to year?
Well, we know EIS, mm-hmm. right, is coming out, or actually is out, right? Alliant, HCATS, which is in the HR services space. My team is leading that effort. The RFP is out on the street, so we're just waiting to get proposals in for that. Mm-hmm. Those are really the heavy hitters for OASIS. We are going to be looking at doing an on-ramp and hope to be announcing what that on-ramp will look like next month.